Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We have been discussing the Inyan of Oisek b'Mitzvotim and HaMitzvah, and it is my great ratzon to continue because it's a super important, super geshmaka sugya. This year's should be a schus v'nagit abas b'chaim tzvi v'chol yotzei chalatzea v'chol anu v'meilea, and is based in the Torah of Moreno HaGoyin Rabbi Avram Ginochovsky, Zecher Tzadik, V'Kodesh L'Vroche, L'Shmoy L'Zichroi Taivas Kol Nefesh. What would be the din if somebody's Oisek B'Mitzvah Staka? How is it permitted? L'Kabil B'Oiser Shah Adam Acher Shagam Vakish Staka. Somebody's involved with Staka, meaning was in his house, somebody comes and Mashulach, Rishkoilo, and he's busy giving him tzedakah. And then somebody else comes and asks him for tzedakah. So is it mutter to go to the second guy? Do we say no osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah? In other words, do we say that osik b'mitzvah tzedakah is patur min mitzvah tzedakah? He's osik b'mitzvah with one guy, so he's patur from giving to the other guy. Yesh ladun, shenachon shepatur mimitzvah acheret. You're right, he's patur from another mitzvah, but who says that it's aser for him to do the other mitzvah? It's mitzvah for the other mitzvah. So when one guy is dealing tzedakah with one guy, he can also be mitpanen and then deal with the other guy. That's not correct, because we learned in the previous shir, the Ritva, famous Ritva, the Ritva writes that Oisek b'mitzvah is usur to be Oisek b'mitzvah acheret. As kanere kan, shadam Oisek b'mitzvah, he's dealing with one nitzroch, he's not allowed to be mitpaneh and give to the other guy, because Oisek b'mitzvah is usur la'asek b'mitzvah acheres. Now, it would appear that, let's say this guy would speak to the other guy, even not for tzedakah, for other reasons as well. So then it would be mutter. In other words, if he would do things other than the mitzvah with the other guy, if it's purely for the mitzvah, it's no good. But if there are other things involved as well, then it's beseder. Because he's not going to the second guy for the mitzvah. In other words, what's the problem, basic mitzvah? It's to be zayin for the first mitzvah when you do the second mitzvah. You don't want to be mevaze the mitzvah. So here it's not a bizayin in the mitzvah if you're not being pointed to do another mitzvah. In other words, it's a competition between two mitzvahs. But if you're oisek b'mitzvah and then you would go to the other guy to the dvar macherim, and it's not the rule is oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. It doesn't say oisek b'mitzvah, it's usher to do anything else. It's usher to do a different mitzvah. But it's not usher to do other things. Even though if the word is that it's a bizarre in the mitzvah, how's it mutter to stop a chalal when you're doing a mitzvah? Even for other things. But anyway, that's the rule. The rule is oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. So if you would go to the second guy, not al tzmitzvah, then it's permitted. Because it's not only for the mitzvah. Also, we can say, chiddush, that if it's the same sug mitzvah, we don't say oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. If it's the same category of a mitzvah, we don't say oisek b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah. And here it's the same category. Can't say it's a bizayin to the mitzvah of tzedakah if I go do another mitzvah of tzedakah. Ma pitom, I'm still doing tzedakah. We see this in a tshuva of Rabbi Chaim Pelagi. He asks, how do you answer Amen in Kedusha during davening, where it's mutter? Or in certain places it's mutter, printed in your siddur, siddurim, in the back, there's a chart, some siddurim, that when it's mutter to answer, mein yesh meirah kedusha, ayur esik b'mitzvah. The answer is that since you're in the middle of davening, so Amen and Kiddush are also considered davening. So Oisek B'mitzvah is Patur B'mitzvah Shniyah. But a me'osa mitzvah, you're allowed to stop. That's why you stop wherever you are. You're m'suka d'zimri. Answer me'ni yeshmei rab. It's the same thing with mitzvah staka. Oisik b'mitzvah. Pater mi'mitzvah acheres. But if you're oisik mitzvah staka, you could go and do the second staka and stop the first one. And according to this, it would come out that if you're oisik mitzvah shavas aveda, and you see a different aveda, so you can take the second aveda, not the first aveda. Aber sein ist doch mehr Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim, bis sie vorher gedoll Abes Chesed, Perek Aleph, Nesiva Chesed, Ois Zayin, asks, She hamashi lo'oni, mekayim mitzvah stoka. Vim kacha, bishat ha'ashala, yipotir miput d'Rav Yosef. If somebody lends to an oni, so he's mekayim at that time the mitzvah stoka. And if that's true, at this time he should be potter from the prut of Rav Yosef. Meaning that if an ani comes, he doesn't have to give him the money. V'im kein, gam ha-mashil nena mi-ha-sheila. V'im kol ha-no shel ha-shoya. So the mashil is also, what do we say about Ashoyal? Ashoyal, kol hana asu shalo. All hana is his. The mashil gets no hana. And therefore he's completely responsible for the object. Ma piton, not all the hana is of the shoyal. The mashil also gets hana. Because when he's mashil, he's makayim a mitzvah. And at that time, he's parted from the prut of Rav Yosef. He doesn't have to give to a different ani. So the mashil is also a nene. Ain't kol hano shel ha-shoya. B'rei b'kigon ze, katab aran b'tshuvis b'simen yotes, sayed in the shach, choshin mishpat ayin beisiv kon choftes. Shamashi l'chaver sefer v'nen aseitz el ha-shoyo. Pater ha-shol me'oinsen. Shekem shamashi l'mitzvah kovid. Im kein af ha-mashi l'nene. Shehei miftar losi zbultu d'Rav Yosef. Nimse she'en kol ha-no shel ha-shoyo. V'choz yoshol yosk shomer sachar. Similar to this we find in the Tzus of the Ran that if somebody lends his friend a sefer, okay, we're dealing here with mitzvahs. So, lending to an ani is a mitzvah tztaka. Lending to a sefer is also a mitzvah. You're lending him a sefer. So, if you lend somebody a sefer, and then the shoyal has an ones, he's pater. The shoyal is pater from onsen. But since the mashil is doing a mitzvah, so the mashil therefore is also nene, because he doesn't have to give a pruta to an ani. So it emerges that the hana doesn't all belong to the shoa. The mashil is also getting hana. He's patur mipruta to Rav Yosef. V'chozer ha-shoel yesh k'shem mesachar. So he says the shoyal is a shomer sachar. He's not a regular. He doesn't have din shoyal. And therefore he's going to be pater from onus. Normally a shoyal is chayiv onusin. But here the pater is going to be shoyal. Why? Since the mashil is doing a mitzvah. So you can't say that all the hana belongs to the shoyal. If all the hana doesn't go to the shoyal, then he's pater and onusin. He's only chayiv onusin. If all the hana is the shoals, but here all the hana is not the shoals. So therefore he's a shomer sachar, same thing with lending him money. If you lend to an ani something, an item or money, so then it's your mitzvah, your patur mipruta of Yosef. And ain't called an oshel a shoal, and therefore he's not going to be chayav onsen. And if you can ask, so what we say that about every mashil? Every mashil is doing a mitzvah. He's makayim. He's mekayem the mitzvah chesed. He's lending something to his friend. And nevertheless, he's chayav an eisin. And we don't say that he's a potter from giving the pruta to Rabbi Yosef, and therefore he's a shem misachar. We don't say that since he's oisik b'mitzvah, he only has the din of a shem misachar. In other words, since the mashil is potter from the pruta to Rabbi Yosef, the shul is only going to have the din of a shem misachar, he's not going to be chayav an eisin. No, the shul is chayav an eisin. We say that about every case. The answer is not. The Abbas Chesed says it's not a mitzvah gemura. For a mitzvah gemura, ain't a chinami. It's not a mitzvah gemura to lend something. But if you lend to an ani, you lend to sefer, it's a mitzvah gemura. So in such cases, it's a mitzvah gemura, and the shayel is a shem sacher. He doesn't have any shayel's chayav an eisin. Why? Because the mashil is doing a mitzvah, and the male is partnering with Rabbi Yosef. So we see that the Chofetz Chaim learns that a oisik b'mitzvah stoko, potter mitzvah shniya. That if you're oisik in one mitzvah of tzedakah, you're a potter from a second mitzvah of tzedakah. That's what he says. If you're oisik in mashil la'ani, you're mekayem in the mitzvah of tzedakah, and therefore b'shas hash'ala, when you're lending it out to him, you're a potter from giving the ani a pruta, the different ani. And therefore the mashil is also an ani, so kol ana zan shel shoyel, and mela, he's going to be potter me'onsin, he's not going to be chayav me'onsin. So you see that when you're being mashil ani, you're apart from another. In other words, when you're oisik b'mitzvah one mitzvah saka, you're apart from a second mitzvah saka. So this is theory of Chaim Palagi. Chaim Palagi says you don't say oisik b'mitzvah when you're in the middle of tefillah. So if you're oisik one thing of tefillah, so you can stop and do a different part of tefillah. Tefillah is tefillah. I mean, hishmar is also tefillah. So you say there. Now, there it's mamash chad milsa. There you're being moed el Hashem. And here it's not Ma'am Shah the Milsa, here it's two separate things. Giving to one ani, to a different ani. So there we would say that Isaac be mitzvah, Patrim and mitzvah. Or maybe Efshel kind of shame. You're giving to both. In other words, you can stop and give to the second honey because you end up giving to both. So that's how it'd be permitted to give to the other honey. So you could say it's permitted to give to the other honey, maybe because we don't say it's a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah is one mitzvah. The Chofetz Chaim says you do say it's a mitzvah, part of the mitzvah, even if it's one mitzvah. And therefore, you're part of giving the pruta of Yosef when you're lending something out to an honey. But maybe it's still it's mutter to give to a second honey because it's Efshel kind of shame. Nechanam, you're considered an Isaac B'mitzvah, but after the Kayan Shnei, so you're allowed to do the... So you do both. I don't have the time to agree with that, but that's possibly why it's permitted. And now Abbas Chesed, he writes, that Hamashi L'Ani Lo Nechash Hashem Mesachar. That if somebody lands to an Ani, he's not considered a Hashem Mesachar, why not? You can't say he's gaining the pruta that doesn't have to give the ani by giving the kli. Because litach he's losing out. Because hashalas kli is also tzedaka. So the mashal is not gaining anything. Hashem keep a mashal sefer, the Ran says he's marviach. There hashalas sefer is not tzedaka. And therefore he's not mafsid. Which is very difficult to understand. If he gives the kli to the ani, he's mafsid, and if he gives the sefer, he's not mafsid. He's marviach. When he gives the sefer, he's marviach the pruta. When he gives the sefer to a friend. When he gives the kli to an ani, he is marviach. He doesn't get anything, because he's losing out on the kli. He's mafsid in the sinasa. But when it comes to giving his friend the sefer, he's not mafsid, he's only marviach. That he doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani. Same exact thing. What does Chofetz Chaim mean? When he gives the kli to the ani, he's losing out on the kli. When he gives the sefer to his friend, he's losing out on the sefer. So if you want to say he's not marviach on one, he's not marviach on the other. So what is this chiluk between the Ran's case where he is marviach, because he doesn't have to give the pruta to the ani, which is mashal sefer,
And what the Chofetz Chaim says, that when he gives when he lands the Kli to Anani, when he's Masha to Anani, he's not Marviach, he's losing out on the Kli. Both cases he's not Marviach, he's not Marviach, he's losing out on the Kli, he's also not Marviach, he's losing out on the Sefer, he can't say he's Marviach to Pruta. Now the Chofetz Chaim learned that if somebody lands a Kli to an Ani, so the Shoah is considered the borrower, the Ani is considered a Shoah. And the Sefer Zecher Toiv, which I think is the great Goyim of Landa, Dov Landa, so he says, he asks why it's considered a Shoah, why the borrower is considered a Shoah, even if the amount of stock that is gained by lending it out, because when he lends it out, it's going to be puffed from giving stokah. Even if that amount is equal to the amount of value of the use of the kli that he's losing out on, so the person who's using the kli should be a sechir, not a shayil. He should be a render, because the mashil, the one who's lending it out to him, is getting erech hashimush. He's getting value. You can't say that kol hanosh al hashayil, because the mashil is at least a renter. He's getting erech. If the hashimush would be pruta, and he's getting a pruta by not giving to the yani, so then the person who's taking the kli is a renter. Because what happens when you rent? When you rent, the person renting out gets the value of his, he rented an apartment, so he's getting the value of the apartment, he's getting value for his apartment that he's giving to you, letting you use. So here he's getting value for lending him the kli. So he should be a socher. Why is he considered a shoal? He should be a socher. Because it's pashut, if a malveh, Ruvain lends money to Shimon, he lends him $100. And then he takes a kli, he borrows a kli from Shimon, the borrower, as payment for the chov. So Reuven lends Shimon $100. And now, in order to pay for the chov, Shimon lets Reuven use his kli. And the value of the shimush is keep your own chov. The value of the shimush is like the value of the loan. So it'll be a socher. Reuven will be a socher, not a shoah. Since the malveh paid for the shimush with the first halva, so he receives something in return. The noisin chayfetz receives something in return, meaning the loive received the original money. And the taker isn't using it for free. He's getting something in return. So Chinami, in the case of the Abbas Chesed, the Chofetz Chaim, where if somebody was mashil a kli to an ani, so he's getting something in return. They proved to Rabbi Yosef. So he should be a socher. Even if you say he's mafsid, what would the Chofetz Chaim want to say? He said, yeah, but he's losing out when he's mashil the kli. We say, kol hanashal hashayel, and the mashil doesn't get any hanah, because the mashil is losing out on the use of the kli. So kol hanashal hashayel, not pitom. You're right, he's losing out on the use of the kli, but he's also getting the pruta of Yosef. So then the person using the kli should be a socher, not a shoal. You don't say kol hanashal. He's like a socher because the mashal is getting value in return. The pruta of Yosef. Zecher Tov also brings a Tosin Shuas, Menavez on the page, that if a person's
busy taking care of Mama Aniyah and the Shemra Sachar. Because he's Marviach the Prut of Rabbi Yosef that he doesn't have to give to the Yani when he's busy with the Mama Aniyah. So you see from this that even though there are two cases of stock, he's Misasik Mama Aniyah and he's Marviach Prut of Rabbi Yosef. So we say Asik Mitzvah Patman and Mitzvah, we don't say it's considered one Mitzvah. We say Asik Mitzvah Patman and Mitzvah, so how do you explain Tefillah? Why you stop in the middle? So we can say that again. Amen. And therefore we don't say Asik Mitzvah Patman. So here, two different stakas, so we say it's not the same thing. And Amen. Asik Mitzvah Patman and Mitzvah. There is so much to say about this, Rabbi Zay. And we'd like to continue. God gives us life and health and lots of good stuff. Hopefully we'll be able to continue. I thank you so much for listening. It was awesome. Shalom, shalom.